faith and hang on in here with us. Amen. The greatest story, and the way we put this message together is I went to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and looked for the Christmas story. And in John, if you know the book of John, you know it starts out, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." So you don't really see the Christmas story per se, and Joseph and Mary. Oh, but that's the Christmas story. Amen? And we find how the Word became flesh and dwelt among us and all that kind of stuff. So we took those four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I just want to show you the greatness of the Christmas story. And we're going to build on that every week. But a little bit unusual message today. Let's check it out. Here we go. Say that with me. It's what? The story of Jesus Christ. It's what? It's great. Aren't you glad you have a Savior that died for you instead of told you you're going to get to Him if you kill people? Say. Yes or no? Okay. The Bible says any gospel other than the gospel of Jesus Christ is another gospel. The Bible even says, as far as anyone believing another gospel other than Jesus Christ, the Bible says, let him be accursed. That's strong language. The bottom line is, that needs to be our position very strongly. We shouldn't want anyone to go to hell. Amen? So we shouldn't rubber stamp anybody's other gospel. Y'all listening to me or not? Amen? Oh, it's okay. I know you believe that. Okay, you're going to hell. Have a good life. Why would we do that? I don't want to do that. I don't want to be argumentative, but at the same time, I want to... There is the way, the truth, the life. His name is who? No man comes to the Father but by who? For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. What's His name? That whosoever believes in Him, what's His name? Should not perish, but it's just all through the Bible. Amen. So, anyway, I'm glad we have a Savior that came and did what we couldn't do. He became the sacrifice for us so that we could have everlasting life. Because it is another gospel. And it's a crazy teaching that somehow you're going to get to God by killing other people. Isn't that the truth? Yes or no? Okay? So anyway, I love this gospel of Jesus Christ. It's what? It's great, man. I love this. Come on, let's look at it this morning. Here we go. Check it out. The Christmas story is about God desiring reconciliation with mankind whom He created. That's the Christmas story. God wants you to be saved. God wants me to be saved. God doesn't want us to go to hell. God doesn't want us to be separated from Him. The Gospel of Matthew begins with the great detail. And so everything is great in this message. Okay? Not the preacher, but everything up on the screen is great. Amen? The Gospel of Matthew, we're going to look at great, 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 great. It begins with a great detail. Don't you see the great detail? The great detail of the what? Of the generations. We read generations sometimes. Oh, man, there's generation, 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 generation. God's trying to tell us this is true. This really happened. These are people who really lived. You know, the chance of this happening with anybody else is it could never happen. And He shows us all that great detail of the genealogy of the generations of Jesus Christ. Let's just look a little bit at it. So all the what? From Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David unto the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. From the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. All the generations. And you can look in other passages and see all these mentioned. Go back in the Old Testament and follow it along. So it's the great detail that God gave us about this great story. All these generations. It's great. He continues with the what? So great generations, all the detail, and He continues with a great effort to explain to Joseph why this woman you're espoused to is pregnant. That takes some effort, wouldn't it, say? I mean, if that happened with us, we'd be like, well, I need some, can you help me a little more here? I need a little more help here. Okay? So, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise when His mother, Mary, was espoused to Joseph before they came together, before they had sexual relations. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Problem. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, a righteous man, she could have been killed by the law. But being a just man, not willing to make a public example out of her, he was minded to put her away what? Privately. Okay, deal with it like that. But while he was thinking on these things, because that's what anybody would do. They'd be thinking, oh man, what am I going to do? It's crazy. And while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary to be your wife. For that which is conceived in her, say it with me, is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, help me church, and thou shalt call his name. And he shall save his people from their what? Sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, behold, prophecy here, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. Help me, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is what? God with us. Then Joseph being raised from sleep, that's some night he had. As the angel of the Lord had bidden him, he did so. He took unto him Mary to be his wife, and he did not have sexual relations with her until she had brought forth her firstborn son. He called his name who? Jesus. Is that a lot of great effort? Say, that's God going like a little extra mile there for the fellow, right? Wouldn't you say? Come on. This story's great, guys. By the way, Jesus' name means what? You should always know that. One more time. Jesus, the name Jesus means what? That's what his name's all about. His name isn't like, ooh, I go to church, I'm better than you. His name doesn't mean anything like that. It doesn't, you know, I have this denomination. His name means what? The name of Jesus is about God doing what? It's about saving. We should be about that. We know Jesus, that's what we should be about. It's about seeing others come to Christ. That's what it's all about. That's what he was all about. It's great, the story, all right? Hope I'm not killing you with all the great stuff that we're going to have right here. So we've seen great generations, the great detail of all those generations. We've seen the great effort to deal with Joseph on the situation. Now look at this one. Now that was Matthew. Saw a couple of great things there. Now we'll flip it over into Mark. Let's look at the Gospel of Mark. It begins with the great what? It begins differently. That's John the Baptist, who would go before the Lord Jesus Christ, born about 6 months ahead of him. It's going to happen. But then when Jesus comes on the scene at age 30, he's going to have had this guy who's been ministering and serving down towards the Dead Sea to the Essenes. And he's going to be the one to announce him. And he's setting the way for Christ to have his ministry. It's incredible. So this great messenger would come and prepare the way for his ministry and redemption for mankind. Let's see what Mark has to say. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, say it with me. Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one doing what? Crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. So this story is incredible. We have this great messenger who's going to come before the Lord. It came to pass in those days. Keep reading in Mark. That Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and he was baptized of this who? John, this great messenger. It was John. God had all this planned. Is this a great story or what? Fit all together like a glove. And so he was baptized of John and Jordan. Straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, would y'all say this with me? Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Amen. So we see this great messenger. Y'all doing all right so far? It's going to be hard to keep up with this. Great detail of generations. Great effort to Joseph. The great messenger, John the Baptist, that would come before the Lord Jesus Christ. A great, great story. Incredible. Now the Gospel of Luke, this is where we're going to get lost. Because there's so much great right here in Luke. It's craziness. The Gospel of Luke begins with a great certainty that these things concerning John the Baptist and indeed our Lord Jesus Christ are absolutely factual and true. Great certainty. Let's look at it. For as much as many have taken this, now we're in Matthew, Mark, now we're in Luke. Amen? For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. By the way, Luke was a physician, a doctor. He's writing very, very carefully, which all of them under the inspiration did. But he's really making quite a statement here. Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were what? Guys, when you have the story of Jesus Christ, you have the truth. You have the truth. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And also the Bible, when you read your Bible, you can believe it's absolutely true. And if you're not there yet, you need to get there. I can't get there for you. It's not my job to make you believe. But I can tell you this, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Who would read something, and it's not healthy, I don't think, to read something and always doubting what you're reading. Believe the Word. But the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him, for we must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. If you read that book, believe that book, seek Him, God's pleased. Amen? And so, this is true. The story of Christ, eyewitnesses, ministers of the Word put this together so that we could have the truth. Amen? It seemed good to me also, Luke writing, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first. He said, I was around. I was there. I'm privy to all this stuff. I knew how it shook. I knew what happened. So it seemed understandable to me, perfectly right for me to write these things in order to you, most excellent Theophilus. Verse number 4, would you say this one? We're talking about great certainty. That thou mightest know the what? Of those things wherein you've been instructed. You need to know that Jesus Christ and His birth and the way it says it and what happens and what we're telling you is absolutely the truth. And you believe it and can certainly believe it. Isn't that a great story? That we can have faith that God has given us His Word. God didn't have to do any of this for us. He's given us His Word. He's trying to buoy our faith and encourage us to believe this story. Because this is true. Great certainty. Luke continues with the great what? Care and tenderness shown to Mary. Now, we saw the great effort made to Joseph over in Matthew, but now we see the great tenderness and care in Luke. In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was who? And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, I guess so, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this must be. What's going on here? And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive, say that part with me, and thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name. I love this story, though. Because of the tenderness, the care that the Lord is showing Mary, who's a teenager. This is crazy. The care and the detail here, the tenderness. He shall be great, this Jesus that you're going to have. He's going to be great. He's going to be called the what? The Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. How about this last part? Help me with that part. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel. I mean, here he's telling her. He's trying to be nice to her, right? Come on. He's taking questions. Then said Mary to the angel, How shall this be, seeing I don't know a man? I'm just a young girl. I've never had sex with Joseph, okay? It ain't happened. How's this going to happen? And this great care again. This is the greatest story ever, guys. You try to find a story like this story. There ain't no story like this story. And the angel answering her said, Well, I'm sure she knew all about this. He's telling her stuff she don't have a clue about. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. The Holy what? And the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called, say it with me, the Son of God. You see the detail, the tenderness, the care? I do. And then just a little more care. And behold, by the way, the angel says, your cousin Elizabeth, you know old Elizabeth?
who ain't been able to have no children. You know how y'all have talked about every family reunion? Just to let you know, we can pull this off. Your cousin Elizabeth has conceived a son in her old what? Just saying. You're not the only one. This is the only Jesus, that's for sure. But we're telling you, we're at work here. The Lord's at work. And this is the sixth month. So she's 6 months going, which was called barren. And behold, thy cousin, she also has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was barren. Say that verse 37. What a great verse. Should we? This is the greatest story ever told, Christmas story. But look at this great verse in this passage. Say it with me. For with God nothing shall be. Isn't it great or what? Come on. Y'all right this morning? Christmas time with Uncle Gary here? Come on. Here we go. Luke then shows, so we've seen, I've already got lost here. I don't know all the great. But now then Luke shows the great joy and the great news of the birth of the great who? Savior Jesus Christ. This story is great, 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 great. And the angel said unto them, fear not, Luke 2. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great what? Which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Are you feeling the greatness of this incredible story? To all people, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. To all people. To all people. See, we're all sinners. Okay? That's how God sees us. Now, He created us in His image and His likeness, but He sent His Son to all people. Amen? Rich, poor. We're all racially related to Adam. Say that with me. We're all racially related to Adam. And death came upon the earth because of Adam's sin. And because we're all racially related to Adam, we all die. We don't all commit the same sins. We don't all eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and fruit like Adam did. But ever since that time, sin has come upon the earth. And because of that, we all die. And a loving God, who created us in His image, gave His Son to be the Savior of the world for all people. You understand that? Yes or no? Isn't that is that the greatest story ever? That God loves all people? He don't love a certain group of people? He loves all people. He wants all people everywhere to be what? Saved. It's God's will. Now, will everybody do that? No. But you're here today. What keeps you from trusting Christ today? It's God's will for you to be saved. He loves you to pieces. You know in your right mind, you know that you've messed up. You've missed the mark. You've sinned in your life. Come on. You don't think you have? We'll argue about it after we get done up here. I'm sure I can find something, don't you think? Don't you think you can find something in me? Yes or no? I've already given you several examples already today. You have a list already of me today in this message? Yeah. So this is a great story, a great story. It's great. So we've seen Matthew, right? We see Matthew. We saw Mark. We saw Luke. Here's the last one. How are we doing on time? We're doing pretty well. Man, we're early. John, the Gospel of John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It begins with the great what? One more time. The Gospel of John begins with the great what? The great Word. Look at it. In the beginning was the Word. Now watch this. Word, but watch it. See what it says. And the Word was with God. And the Word was. Whoa. I never heard of no Word being God. This is strange. Keep reading. The same was in the beginning with God. This Word was with God. All things were made by Him. This Word. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And the Word was made what? Are you getting it now? Yes or no? This Word
is Jesus. This Word that was with God, that was God, that made everything that was made. This Word took upon Him what? Flesh. This Jesus in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. He dwelt among us. We beheld His glory. John said He dwelt with us. I saw Him. He was with us. We saw His glory. The glory as the only what? The only Son of God. We saw it. He was full of grace and truth. What a great, great, great story. The Word. The Gospel of John continues with the great what? Light. Keep looking. And in Him was life. In this Word, this one that was God, that made everything, that was took flesh upon Him. This Word, in Him was life. L-I-F-E. Life. That's where we get our life. We're creating His image. That's how I breathe. How many? It's crazy. Can you imagine the insanity of us sitting around telling other people we're making ourselves breathe? We don't make ourselves breathe. We don't have any response. We do nothing. We have life flowing in us because He gave us life. Y'all understand that? Come on. In Him was life. Jesus. And this life was the what? The great light. We put up our Christmas tree lights this week. You're coming to our house, okay? On the 20th, we live in the old town. You just come down Old Dearborn Street. That's all you got to do. You come down Old Dearborn Street. You can park down there towards the end on Dearborn Street. We got little places you can come through. And you go come over to our house, which is like one little street over. But Kim put up the Christmas lights this week. I love them. We got two trees. And the kids love it. Having kids at Christmas is a beautiful thing. Little guys. You know what I mean? Here I'm an old man. I got little guys again. But I still got that kid's heart. I find myself, even the tree ain't all done, out there by the pool. Dark at night, I turn that tree on, I sit out there. So peaceful. In Him was light. Those beautiful lights. We did all white lights. In Him was light. And that in life. And that life was the light of men. Amen. That's what I see when I see my tree. Amen. And that light shines in darkness. The light shone in darkness when He came to this earth, John says. And this dark world didn't comprehend it. Amen. We're sort of slow, us human beings, aren't we? The darkness didn't comprehend it. This man, there was a man sent from God whose name was who? John. Amen. Come on. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the what? We already talked about him back over here, remember? John. That men through him might believe. Now, he was not that light. John was not that light. But he was sent to bear witness of that light. Who is the light? Jesus Christ. Who also is the light now? Us. We're the light of the world. Is that what the Bible says? Come on, absolutely. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. Anything you have, any good you are, any ability you have comes from that light. Amen? Say yes, sir. Can we thank the Lord? Come on, thank the Lord for that. Come on, come on, come on. Any good I have, any ability I have, anything I have, in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. Praise God. The Gospel of John finishes with the great what? How do you like this story? Is a Christmas story a great story? Yeah, it's a great story! Come on, baby! Yeah, a little bit different way to start us off, but I love this, okay? He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. Talking about Jesus. And the world knew Him not. He came unto His own people. And His own received Him not. Is that the truth? Sure it is. But, I love this verse, one of my favorite verses, you should memorize this. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power, great power, come on, to become the what? Even to them that believe on His name. So great, great, great power. You can't, it's crazy.
I'm a good person. I'm going to make myself a child of God. I'm a good person. Guys, it doesn't work. It doesn't fly. I'm going to give money to the church. I'm going to go to church every week. And somehow God will just make me His son. No, He gave His son so that you, when you believe on His son, you become His child. Amen? It's not about us. We got to get us out of there. It's about His son. We're in the story. His son loved us so much. Amen. But it's believing in His son how we become children of God. Even to them that do what? Okay. Did He come to the whole world for the whole world to be saved? Yes or no? Absolutely. Do you believe on the name of Christ? Well, here we go, guys. It's Christmas time. Christmas tree. It ain't Christmas time yet, but baby, we're getting ready. We're rolling, right? Christmas story's rolling. Let's look at this little Christmas tree. Here's the Jesus tree. The four Gospels. Here it is. Matthew. Let's hang something. The great detail. The great effort. Mark. The great messenger. Luke. Oh, he's got lots of lights. The great certainty. The great care and tenderness to Mary. The great joy. The great news. The great Savior. John. The great word. The great light. The great power. Is that a pretty nice tree? It's all about Him. Christmas is all about Jesus. He's what makes Christmas great. And we finish with this. In the book of John, God's love for us. It's great. God's love for us is great. And we end with this right here. The greatest Bible verse from the book of John. Say it with me, would you? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, I don't know about you. That's a pretty great story. Amen? Come on, let's thank the Lord for His Son, for Christmas, for the Bible, for the story. Come on, amen. Praise the Lord.